Brady, do you think that the ripple effect from the Burrow injury is that teams evaluate their offensive lines a little bit differently in terms of the situations they put their young quarterbacks into? And I know it's not a new theory. Like, this has been something since essentially David Carr, where everyone says, don't ruin your young quarterback, don't lower the eye level because you don't want them getting hit too much. But watching Joe Burrow, and that Ravens game comes to mind especially, where they're just teeing off on him over and over and over again. The sad thing about this injury is that it didn't, maybe not inevitable, you tear your ACL, but it did feel inevitable that there was going to be a game where Joe Burrow got hurt because of the pressure he was facing week in, week out with that offensive line.
Yeah, I guess the response is just, how do you really avoid that? I mean, what, are you going to wrap him in bubble wrap and keep him on the bench until you feel like your offensive line's playing well? You know, it's at some point, you got to play him. There's no substitute for, you know, playing quarterback in the NFL besides playing quarterback in the NFL. And, you know, he made this team competitive this year. I think for Zach Taylor, too, as their head coach, you know, as much as you want to make sure he doesn't get hurt or this doesn't happen, it's football, and his job security is going to be on the line, too. You know, as you noted, if they don't play Joe Burrow this year, and I think we all can agree, they'll probably lose every single game the rest of the season. Like, he was the one thing that gave them a chance. It didn't help that they put Joe Mixon on IR either, but the reality is we've got rules within the league that really limit these sorts of hits, or they're supposed to negate some of these hits. You mentioned Carson Palmer. The one thing I'd argue about Carson Palmer, it may have not been the same with the Cincinnati Bengals, but he had some of his best years with the Cardinals, you know, when he decided to move on from the franchise. So if the concern is what Burrow is going to be in the future, I'm not concerned. This isn't the 1970s or 80s where when you tear your ACL, you can't come back and have a great season. Hell, Adrian Peterson at a running back position rushed for 2,000 yards coming off his ACL tear. So, you know, we've still, you know, he's going to be able to be an effective player. The question becomes, you know, how soon will he be able to get back? And then the other question is if he will be able to move and scoot around, you know, like he's done in the past, because that is one of the more underrated, you know, assets that he has within his game, is his ability to take off, run, get a first down, you know, move suddenly within the pocket or scramble outside to hit someone downfield. That's going to be really the only question that you have. But, I mean, again, we're talking about an ACL tear, not, you know, for example, like what Alex Smith went through with a catastrophic injury to his leg, and yet, you know, he's still out there playing, starting, and helping Washington get a win yesterday. So I try to look at the optimistic side of things. He'll be back. He'll be better than ever, and they're probably going to have a better draft because of where this team will be drafting from next year.